right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. It's about 10 o'clock here on a Friday night, and that means only one thing to the City of Angels and all of Southern California. It's Brian Whitman setting up totally open effing phones, man.
All right, gang. It's Friday night, man, and I said it, man. Ah, baboo. God damn it. Time to totally open up those phones, man. I said it, man. If there's anything you want to talk about, gang. Anything you want to talk about, man. Anything that we talked about, man. Anything you think we should have talked about. Anything we talked about but didn't talk enough about. 520, gang. It's 520-9710. Or maybe you have a 888, Jones, and a lot of dudes. I have a 888, Jones, man. It's too late. Damn it, man.
Was it 11? 11 o'clock yet? All right. Anything you want to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Come on, gang.
All right. Before we take some of these calls, have you seen the picture of Michael Jackson's kids?
I did see that. Actually, just saw that earlier with our very own Gina Grad, who works with us. We were looking at the internet before the show, and I saw those pictures of, I think it's two boys.
A boy and a girl.
Oh,
I think it's a boy and a girl.
That looked like two little boys.
I think it's two little boys, isn't it?
No, it's a boy and a girl.
Okay, but the picture we saw, right?
No, the picture looked like two little boys. I really couldn't
Randy,
confirm
was a boy and a girl?
It's a boy and a girl. He's got Prince Michael and then Paris.
Paris, right. Oh, my gosh. One of them looks like a... Yeah, one of the girls looks like a boy.
They seem like normal kids.
Well, yeah, you know, because they...
probably haven't seen a lot of normal stuff in their life, though.
That's the conversation that we were kind of having before the show when we saw it. So, you know, they don't really know anything other than this, what must be, bizarre... life. I mean, I hope it's a normal life that these kids are living, but just from the outside looking in at Michael Jackson, I mean, can it be normal for them? I don't think so.
I don't know.
All right.
Doc,
is Doc here?
Doc is not here.
Doc is not here. All right. Is that wild?
All right. David and La Puente, we'll start with you. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What say you, counselor?
Hey, buddy. You guys, you sound great, but Whitman, I have a problem with you. Big problem.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
You passed Frosty on a date. You're going to wine and dine him, but yet you didn't. That's a beautiful woman.
Well, hold on just a second. Hold on just a second here. I didn't invite Frosty out on a date. I asked Frosty to go.
Oh, it's a movie. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. I asked Frosty to go see the Jimmy Carter movie, which
is more than you asked Vera to do. I mean, if you want to, you know. Set the record straight.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Well, Vera is very busy. She gets up, in the middle of the night. And
you guys, if you two live together, you and Vera, you could just have one standard size bed. You'd never be in it together.
That's just it.
You go to bed at 6 a.m.
You can live in your pink peach house and all your boxes and mugs.
Well, it's true. There's nothing.
I'm just pulling your
tail. All right, get out of here, David. All right, what kind of jackass are you starting trouble on a Friday night here, man? Sons of bitches and La Puente. Sons of bitches.
By the way, I'd like to address the issue of a peach house. It's you don't come away from my house thinking, oh, that's a peach house. It doesn't look peach. It's got the trim is another color, is green. So it's not like it doesn't scream peach house. You know, it doesn't.
What color is that house, Randy?
When I first pulled up to it, the first time I went to Brian's house, first thought in my mind, peach house.
Mm. Well, look.
But you didn't paint it peach. It was peach.
That's correct. I bought it from the man who painted it the color that it is.
What, was it a single man?
Actually, it was a man who was selling the house because he was reconciling with his wife.
Ah, so, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the interior of that house like, Randy? You're the only guy on the show that's been in that sucker. What's going on with that house?
He had an opportunity to come in today. He didn't do it.
Sure.
The interior, I guess it's brown inside. It's very messy, though. Very cluttery since the last time I was there.
Messy is, don't say messy, it's not dirty.
No, it's not dirty. It's just lots and lots
cluttered.
Of boxes.
Right. That's OCD.
And radio stuff and T-shirts and right. Dog what? Crap.
What?
What?
Dog crap?
Come on.
Dog crap.
What's the odor?
I do not believe that when you were there, there was dog crap.
That's what it smelled like.
There he goes.
Okay, that's really rude.
Well, you know what, but I
have three dogs.
I know, but you know what?
That's really rude.
Well,
that was.
This is a guy who doesn't have dogs, so he is more sensitive to that. Like when people have come over to my house and said, it smells like we have cats, and it doesn't to me, but maybe it does to them. I don't know.
That was
actually, you know what? Nobody's ever said that about.
You know, that was really
about
rude.
My house.
I keep a clean house.
We keep it very clean, yeah. But I was just trying to make you feel better.
Unbelievable! I'm almost speechless.
Really?
Yeah.
Does the whole house smell like dog turds?
No, not the whole house. Right. Mostly just the living room and the kitchen.
Oh, well, the kitchen's no problem.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. So if you're just tuning in, if you've never heard this show before, here's what my coworkers want you to know about me. I'm mentally ill with diagnosed depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and I live in a house that smells like feces. Other than that, I'm a pretty normal guy.
What are you reading your singles ad again on the air? I asked you not to do that.
You know, I really am getting to the point where it's a challenge to come in.
I know.
It's really a challenge.
I don't know what to do though. All right, Doug and Azusa, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, I was just calling because I have a friend, and she's a really beautiful young lady, and she's having a difficult time meeting nice guys. Mm-hmm. And Brian seems to be struggling with meeting a really nice-looking girls. And I just want to forward her email over to you so you could...
Well, we do take photos. We love to get, in fact, love to get those photos.
How old is she?
ConwayandWhitman.com.
She's about 25. Actually, I tried to use the ConwayandWhitman.com in the email. It won't go through.
That can't be it. That can't be right. We're getting emails every day.
Go to ConwayWhitman@AOL.com.
But we're getting emails every day, so...
Okay. But anyway, she's about 25.
Sounds great.
How come she's
well,
not...
All right, can it she's a 10. She doesn't know you. She hasn't heard your show.
She's a 10?
I saw her yesterday. She's a 10.
So now, why are you dating her?
Yeah, why are you a gay guy, or why are you not pursuing...
I'm a married man.
I see.
I have three children. I'm very happy. And
is she black, white, Hispanic?
She's from Venezuela. She looks white, but she has dark black hair.
Oh, well, white people have dark hair sometimes.
Right, right.
Well, right. So she's a white, but she is Latin. And
does she look like Donna Brazil?
It's hard for me to describe just what she looks like.
I hope so.
But she's just... She's got
green
eyes.
God willing, man. Get that picture over Donna Brazil, man.
120. I'll forward you the email, Brian. Write the girl.
All right, you're irritating.
Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, send me over the email, and maybe we'll have her on the show.
Yeah. And if you have any photos...
Come in with her.
If you have any loose photos of Donna Brazil, can you get those over to us? Just like
okay.
Any random photos of the Democratic strategist, man.
I'll do that. Your socks are going to roll down.
Right. Okay. You're irritating.
All right.
Hold on
one second. Bubba, yes. This guy is trying to set you up with a chick who's a 10,
right.
And she's 25 years old, and all you do is insult him.
He sounds nuts.
Well, you know what? But I can understand where Brian's coming from, because I'm also a person that suffers for some of those things that Brian suffers from, and it causes an anger.
What do you suffer from? Depression? OCD?
Yeah.
I'm bipolar.
Bipolar.
Excuse me for just a moment.
And I've been struggling with it for 10 years.
Right. I mean, you'll be
Are you on medication?
You'll be fine.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And Tim, for you to attack me for insulting someone? I mean, you? I mean,
but listen, look, this guy's calling you.
I don't feel insulted. Brian, you're...
Thank you, sir.
All right, hold on. The guy's calling you to hook you up with a chick.
Tim.
That's not the guy you insult.
Tim, is it all right? I'm still reeling.
Do you understand me, young man?
Let me explain something to you.
You're so self-destructive when it comes to chicks.
I
could have that Jackie Johnson.
I am still reeling from Randy Wang saying on the air that my home smells like ass.
That's pretty bad.
So if you could give me a moment
All right, how long do you need to recover from that comment?
Well, I need a little time to bounce back from that comment.
You know what? I'd like to stop by your house tonight and see if it smells like dog crap.
It does not. Well, is it possible, Randy, when you came into my house, it was after the Camachos. We were at Camachos, and you had to go to use the restroom. And I had just, true or untrue, I had just gotten home.
That time, yeah, we just got home together.
All right, is it possible that the dogs, you know...
How many times you been in that house, Randy?
I've been to his house like four times.
I don't think you've been inside it four times.
And is the vibe inside always the same?
It's always a strange vibe. The dogs are always barking their asses off, and there's always clutter everywhere, and Brian's always out of it.
Excuse me?
That's a...
Every time
My
I've ever been to your...
not inside!
Every time I've been to your house, you always seem really out of it. Like you're really, really drunk.
Is that possible?
Possible. I'm not going to argue that point. But the smell is, I will argue that.
You know, I don't think it does smell like dog crap, and I'll tell you why. Because I know houses that do smell like dog crap, and the guys who live there and the women who live there, they also have it on their clothes, and you always smell very clean.
Thank you, Tim. I always shower when I'm here. I'm not a dirty person.
You're not.
I never come.
And you could be, I mean, because you're an overweight guy, so you could.
Okay, you know what?
You could have the flop sweat, but you don't.
Right.
You could have that overweight stink, but you don't. I'm just saying. You're a very clean guy. I'm telling you. It's a compliment.
I don't know any other broadcaster in just one segment here tonight, in just this segment, if we were to isolate only this portion of the program, the number of...
compliments?
Insults.
Oh. Sorry.
Without any regard for how it might sting, without any regard for how it might feel, one after the other, rapid fire. Yeah,
but that's your position here. It's like the Three Stooges.
No, that's not my position.
If Curly and Larry went to Mo and said, "Hey, I don't want you to hit me anymore," the act's over.
Right, excuse me. It's not my position to have really distasteful things said about me.
You're the frosty of the night.
That I'm always
your nighttime frosty.
You know that I'm always drunk at home, and that I'm that my house actually smells like
feces,
fecal matter.
Feces.
This is not appropriate.
Okay.
All right,
we apologize.
I don't like how it feels. I want it to stop.
Aaliyah in Irvine, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah, I guess isn't it getting tiring listening to Whitman so much? Early in the week, I was going to call him.
Excuse me. If you're tired listening to me, then don't. You're not even listening, but you've called.
Do you realize that
only 2% of the radio audience will ever even think of calling? So you're like
Brian, this guy called you up and said he doesn't.
You're like a super listener. So
you know what?
If you don't like it.
But dude, that's why people listen. I mean, you know, when they talk about Howard Stern, they said the people who love Howard Stern listen for 3 hours a morning. The people who hate Howard Stern listen for 4 hours a morning.
Yeah, I don't care why he listens, but the truth is he's listening. So despite all the nasty things he says or wants to say about me, he's listening. He's listening constantly. Did you notice that he referenced earlier this week?
Yes,
he was going to call earlier this week. He's been listening all week. That guy's been listening every night all effing week.
I drive a lot.
What do you do for a living?
Nobody forces you to listen.
No, I enjoy the show from the Steckler, like the older style show.
Right. Let me ask you a question, sir.
Yeah.
For 3 years, you've been listening to a show that you don't like for 3 years?
It's been hard. It's been very hard.
Oh, it's a struggle?
You think for you?
Your impressions are getting old. You use them all over.
I'll get out of here.
Listen, this is Friday night. Then do yourself a goddamn
Let's
favor.
Let's not irritate this guy.
And if it's a struggle, then stop struggling. Stop fighting. You know?
Gather here! Get your freaking act together here!
Dougie, please.
Give up the fight. I mean, you don't have to struggle with it.
Carlos in Anaheim, you're on the air.
Hello, hey, can I speak with Louie Anderson?
No.
Probably not now.
No, not, I'm afraid not.
I just want to ask Brian, did he crap his pants yesterday? And don't lie, Brian.
All right, you're irritating!
All right. No, he made it home.
I made it home.
All right.
Did you make it home just in time?
Yes.
Or did you?
No, I made it home just
in time. Were you able to take a magazine in with you?
No, no time. It was a run-in, you know, when you run in.
And then the
and you're
do you do the march while you're pulling your pants down?
The march, I don't.
You know when you got to really go, it's one of these things, you know.
Right. Well, no, I was actually running down the hall.
It's like Sam Phillips.
Yeah, I was running down the hall, you know, taking my kicking the shoes off, you know, running, you know, to get.
But
my
once
pants.
You got there, wasn't it nice to sit down?
Oh God, it was great. Just to have a moment.
Sit back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Anything you'd like to say on the air, but please try to keep it interesting, gang. And don't insult this young man. This guy works his ass off, and he's had a difficult week. And, Randy, how dare you bring that up on the air? There you go.
I mean, to say,
I defended you.
That his house smells like crap, and he seems
he's
always
out of
drunk.
It.
And he's really, really out of it.
At what time was he drunk? Is it evenings?
You know what? I really don't want
to. The two times I've come over to fix his computer was like in the middle of the day, 5 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he always seemed really out of it.
Like, what do you mean? He was tired?
No, he just, you know, he seemed dizzy. He was lethargic. He just, you know, it wasn't a good vibe.
Well, bring some coffee next time. All right. Kevin and Covina, you're on 97.1.
Get your freaking act together here!
All right, 520-9710-888.
He'll be with us in about 40 seconds.
Anything you'd like to say on the air, but please try to keep it interesting, and don't insult the show.
Here he comes. When he hears name, he hears his name on the air.
Oh,
he'll jump on.
Yeah, the line is crackling.
House smells like that. He's really, really. At what time was he?
Do we have to hear this again?
I really don't. Well, the two times I've come over to fix this computer was like in the middle of the day.
Just when you thought it couldn't get worse.
Do I have to?
Now he's a repeat of all those insults.
Like, what do you mean, tired?
No.
Here he comes.
Hello?
Hey, there you are, buddy. Nice to see you.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Brian, have you heard anything about Mr. K lately? Can you give us a little update?
Oh, Mr. K ABC. Yeah, what's going on with that guy?
Mark Germain. In fact, I spoke with him today.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. His spirits are very high. I spoke with him on the way to...
Why does he come over one night and sit in with us?
I've invited him.
He won't do it?
No, I think he might do it at some point. I spoke to him on the way to work tonight, and he's doing very well, and he's a great guy and a dear friend.
Mr. KLSX.
Well, that's what he would have to be if he worked here. Yeah, Mr. KLSX, yeah. I worked with him and did programs with him where we were sitting together.
He seems like a nice guy.
And as I reflect back on that time, I don't believe there was ever, quite frankly, an insult or...
Sorry.
Anything negative, a personal attack, or a thinly veiled reference to inebriation in the middle of the day, or anything like that.
All right. Well, then he's got it right. Charles in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1.
All right, what's going on,
hey,
guys?
Dude.
Hey, Tim, you need the layoff, man. You know, Brian.
It's like one of those things, though, Charles. It's like a scab, and you keep picking at it, and it's sort of like fun to be in pain.
Well, you know, when I first listened to the show, when I first tuned in, it was about 3 months ago, and honestly, I thought Tom Likas was in the studio.
Yeah,
for the
he does
first
an exceptionally great Tom Likas.
You guys need to go back to that, man. Hey, Brian, just do a little Tom for me. How you doing, Dad?
Yeah, dude.
No?
He's not going to do it.
I'm not having a good night, dude.
Yep. Oh, well, that's so sad. I mean...
No, I mean, you're hearing this, right?
Well, you're just ruining the whole show then, man.
Oh, all right, fine. Charles, how long have you been listening?
Oh, excellent,
there
Brian.
It is.
Oh, dude, I'm hitting the bottle tonight, dude. Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jerry said he'll do Likas for you.
Hello?
Hello, dear.
How are you?
Oh, oh my Yeah, dude.
Yes.
All right, Jerry.
And let me ask you something, dear. Did you dump that bitch?
Darling. Call him darling, Jerry.
Let me ask you something, darling. Did you dump that bitch after you heard my advice?
Yes.
So you guys don't need me.
That's a pretty good one, dude.
Right, you guys.
Randy sounds like him, right? Too. Randy,
yeah.
Do you do it?
Yeah, you guys can do it.
Fuck you, you bitch. See? Brian, you're on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
See?
Everybody does it.
You guys don't need me.
But these guys don't do it that great.
But, bitch.
All right.
Don't.
Gina, even.
See, you don't need me.
Hey, Tim, I got a Tom Likas.
All right, Gina does it, too.
Ready?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
See? It's
addicting.
Yeah, see? These are really, I mean, honest to God, Tim. I'm really not a need for me to come in here every night.
Hey, Tommy, what's our phone number?
It is 520-888-5866.
Okay, gang.
1-800-5800-TOM. That's 1-800-5800-866.
Right. Or our email at blowmeuptom.com.
From Los Angeles, the Tom Likas Show.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey.
Hey, there you are, buddy. Nice to see you.
Hey, guys.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I got Super Bowl Sunday coming up. What are your plans for Super Bowl?
Well, you know, I think I don't have any elaborate plans, Tim. I think that, you know, I like to keep my weekends open and kind of clear with no real commitments. So that's kind of – I'll watch the game and, you know, I don't have any big plans. So.
All right. All right, let's take some more phone calls here, man. Let's talk to Kyle in Yucaipa. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, why you got to bust Whitman's chops? I think he's a big stud, guys.
He is a big stud.
Absolute. Hey, Conway, I have a question for you, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you ever watch that show Boston Legal, man?
You know, I've seen a couple episodes of it.
Mm-hmm. It's like a retirement home for all these famous old stars. How come you don't see if your dad can get on that, man?
Yeah, I think it's like the Love Boat. You know, you take B actors and send them out to sea for a week.
Absolute, man. You need to eat that show up and make it
better. Yeah, man.
You know it, big star.
All right, I'll tell my dad to go do Boston Legal.
Yeah, see if he can, man.
All right, man. All right, there he goes. All right.
Okay, man.
I don't know if he knows the...
Yeah.
How hard it is to get those jobs. It's not like you just show up and go,
"Hi, I'm here."
Right. They, shoot.
It's a bit more elaborate, I think, the whole process.
Jesse in Los Feliz, you're on 97.1.
Hello. Hi. Hey. How are you guys?
All right.
I want to ask Brian about his friend, Al Rantel. How come he's not on the air anymore?
Al Rantel? Well, he is. I think that Al will be back on the air very soon. And I'm sure that when he comes on the air, he'll explain why he's been off. He's had a little health.
They even replaced
concern.
His show momentarily. Or
well,
or
they have to have a fill-in host. But he's going to be back, I think, very soon.
I like on that guy.
He's a really of all of the people I've ever met. You know, in working in this business, he is one of the nicest guys.
Turn your radio down.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? That's you get along with him so well because politically you guys are on the same
level. No, we have a lot of differences. But Al always treated me very, very well, very nicely. And oh, hello. You know, I always got that from him. Very chipper. You know, I would.
Yeah, he always does seem upbeat.
That's right. You know, I would come in the room. You know, and oh, hello. Well, look who's here. Hello. You know, that, and it was always just a nice person to be around.
All right, Tom.
Never on the air any nasty things.
I'm Sharon Dale, now the Al Rantel Show on 790 KABC, talk radio with passion.
All right. Well, good evening, everyone. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. The Al Rantel Show. Talk Radio 7IDKABC. All right. Well, where to start tonight?
That's great, man. Well, you could go do that show over there.
Well, I did work there, too.
I know, but you could do it as him.
Well, I did.
And nobody would know.
You know, one year they had me, the guy who runs the station said, well, why don't you go on April Fool's Day and do Al's show, you know? I said, that'll be hacky, but sign me up.
I remember listening to that show.
Yeah.
I was on the 101 freeway when I heard that.
Oh, really?
Near Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, so it was 11 a.m. I came on, and I booked a guest, you know, and I the guest cooperated, you know.
It was great.
Oh, thank you. And people, you know, knew, and, you know, oh, well, you know, let's talk about, I forget what I talked about, but something, you know, about Hillary Clinton. Or oh, well, you know, look, you have to keep an eye on this one. And, you know, people called in, and they agreed with me. You know, it was really, it was fun to do.
I said it, man. Tom Likas is calling. Tommy, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Yes, let me speak to Whitman.
All right. He's here.
Whitman.
Is this Tommy?
I'm getting tired of you making fun of my voice,
is this
dear.
Don Adams?
This is Kermit the Frog.
Are you talking into your shoe?
Please.
Hello, Chief.
Richard in West Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, Whitman? Seriously, set up three-way with the double.
Ooh.
But I want some Wang.
All right. Wow, Brand. Sounds like a hot night. Albert in San Pedro, you're on the air.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Albert.
Hi, buddy. How's everything?
Great. Thank you, Albert.
Are you calling us from a foreign country?
No, sir. I'm just calling from San Pedro, California.
Oh, well, that's
San
here.
Pedro,
yeah, that's
California.
Right, that's in America. Far. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's U.S., that's right.
Sounds like you're calling from Europe back in 1950.
Yeah.
No, sir. I'm sorry for that.
United States, Europe calling.
Did you have the long-distance operator connect this call for you, sir?
Let me just phrase something before we just go detailed on this conversation.
Are you frying bacon?
I'm sorry, sir.
I said, are you frying bacon, sir?
No, sir.
Did you just put together a transistor radio that you bought at Radio Chef?
I was going to give you a good compliment for both of you.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you. We're ready to take it. We're ready to receive it.
As a matter of fact, let's start the conversation next time with that, and then we'll insult you.
And by the way, I like mine extra crispy.
Sir, you have a good program, both of you, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Caller, please turn your radio down.
I think you should turn it over because the one side is getting a little more burned than the other side. So flip them.
Albert?
Yellow. Hello, Albert.
I feel bad. The guy took time out of his day to call and bacon burning in the background.
Yeah, well, he should really. I mean, it's honest to God, it's not safe to cook like that and call the station at the same time. So I would recommend, you know, have your breakfast. Maybe he's on an adjusted schedule where this is his morning. So have your breakfast because maybe works in the night. And then call us when you're done, you know, but turn the burners off.
All right, gang. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget Gretchen and Luke's at 11 o'clock. And Gretchen told a very funny story last Friday.
Yeah.
Of a guy who, like, bought her flowers, and they had sex all weekend, and then he broke up with her, like, on a Sunday night.
Are you serious?
Yes, and she hit the wall.
After just 2 days?
No, no. There was a relationship.
Oh, all right.
But he decided, instead of breaking up with her, like, on a Thursday or Friday, he gave her flowers and went to dinner with her and had a great weekend. And then on Sunday, it's like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Oh, poor thing.
I was laughing hysterically. Well, because that sounds like my move.
Well, that's not nice, because Sunday is a depressing day anyway.
Yeah, so why not pile on?
Well, I would think you wouldn't want to do that to somebody on a Sunday, because the layers of depression on Sunday. Oh, God, Sunday's a terrible. I hate Sunday.
Yeah. So listen, at 11 o'clock, they don't create the problems, but they present solutions. I don't know. They have a saying about it. All right, so Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. Gary in Upland, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim and Brian, man. What's up?
Hey, dude.
Look at you, man.
Hey, listen. Hey, I have a couple of questions. First of all, Brian, have you ever tried to look on the internet about maybe the issues about you not being able to go to the bathroom in different,
sure,
you know, stalls? And also, I heard that Ronald Reagan also had the same problem.
All right, you're irritating!
Right. Sure.
Right.
Okay. Have you looked that up?
You know what, Tim? I haven't, but I have known people that, like me, won't use public restrooms. That they'll only use, you know, their bathroom. I know a few people like that. So
sure. Scott in Culver City, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, I was going to the Palmdale swap meet last night.
God, oh my,
sure.
And I noticed a car going at a rapid rate, and my wife and I saw a man with his butt offended by it, and I tried to chase him, but part of the stuff that happened to swap meet flew out of the freeway. But I was wondering if Whitman was around at that time, because you know, there was toilet paper flying down that freeway along with him.
What a story. Hey, Scott, how's it working over at the Craig Ferguson show? Scotty?
Yellow.
You still the head writer
Craig
over there?
Ferguson, hey, you know what? I think it's a pretty good show, actually.
I know, but you still the head writer over there?
Yeah, I am.
All right, man.
All right, well, congratulations.
I'm glad you guys are back to work.
Tell
great
Craig,
show.
Tell Craig we said hi.
Yeah, they often try out their material on the show. You might hear that story on Monday.
Well, I don't think it flew really here. Isn't that kind of the deal, that if it flies here, then Craig will do it on
I think so.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Steve in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yes.
I just roll it on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi.
Freeway.
Yes.
He got in a car accident.
Rudy? What happened?
I just roll it on.
What happened?
It was on freeway, and he was the fourth car. It's a chain reaction.
You just roll it on, rub it around. It just released that arthritis pain.
Jesus Christ.
What happened? Was there an I believe there was an accident of some sort. I think
there was a weird accident on the Hollywood freeway when I was going home last night at around 11 o'clock, and I just missed it. But somebody was carrying, you know, it was a big head that you put on a float, and it was made out of paper mache and crap
like
that.
Oh, like a parade item.
Yeah. But all of a sudden, it fell out of the truck, and it's sitting there in the lane. Oh. Right? And I swerve around it to miss it. The guy behind me.
Wacko.
Throws his brakes on,
yeah,
and he gets rear-ended, and then somebody hits him, and somebody hits him.
Right, but the caller that we just had to the show, there was someone with him. He was obviously
It sounded like the wife had gotten an accident, or the kid, or somebody.
Oh, right, because the caller was not alone. Obviously, there was someone with the caller.
Yes,
and they were talking about, I believe, some sort of maybe they were talking about that incident that you were.
Maybe it was Hollywood Freeway last night around 11:30 northbound, right past Lancashire, man.
It could be the same incident.
All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. George in Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Whitman, have you found that switch yet and put everybody, all these people, out of out of their misery?
What switch?
The callers we talked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when you're going to kill yourself? Nah, he's not going to do that. All right, gang. LAPD has had a retirement. Where is Detective Rudy?
I don't know where he go. He's outside.
He's not a detective anymore, so he can come in. He can go on the air here.
He can come out.
Detective Rudy Alvarez retired from LAPD after 33 years on the job, man.
Wow.
Let's put him on the microphone here.
Yeah, right? Put him right here.
33 years on the job. Is that right?
That's right.
And you retired Thursday?
January 31st.
Yeah, so you're a free man.
I'm a free man. I don't have to worry about the department.
Good for you.
Overlooking, you know, what I say. And
you got a big, nice proclamation from the city?
From the city, and I'd like to thank Councilman Zine, Dennis Zine, your friend and mine.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the one that spearheaded the process.
He also got, Detective Alvarez also got a letter from George Bush, from the president, and also from Governor Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
Yes.
Pretty good
that
deal.
Was, like I say, we had a representative from our division, and he sent out these letters requesting these certificates, and they came through.
Now, what do you do now after 33 years of showing up and working for LAPD every day?
Just hang out with the Conway and Whitman show, you know.
Can you carry a gun still?
I can still carry a gun.
All right.
I have
you got a
badge.
Permit?
I have a badge, and it's going to have a retirement. And
so if you see something like if you're in a Denny's and there's a balls up, you can take that gun out.
Well, yeah, but it's just like, just a normal citizen. It'd be the you don't have that police powers like you did before.
And would you, though? I mean, after 33 years, I mean, if you were hypothetically at a Denny's and there was, as Tim says, a balls up, would you be inclined to move in and take action? Or after all these years, would you sit back?
He didn't take action when he was working for LAPD.
It would have to be, a situation where I had to analyze it and just be real safe about it. You don't want an innocent bystander.
Not that anything ever happens at Denny's. Oh, pretty safe place to eat. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, well, 33 years, that's a long time. You started when you were how old?
I was 26.
26 years old. And that's it, 33 years and you're done.
33, yes.
You going to miss it at all?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, you don't miss the department, so to speak. It's just the people that you work with.
Right.
All the good friends that you've met during your career.
And in 33 years, did you ever have to shoot anybody?
No, fortunately, no.
Is that right?
No.
And all of the friends that you work with, obviously you can remain in contact with them, so that's,
there's various reunions every year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many times in the 33 years did you feel like you could shoot this a-hole?
Oh, there's many times where the gun came out, triggers back.
Oh,
yes.
Is that right?
But then they obeyed
my
order. Yes. Once they see it, people get a different view once that gun comes out and it's pointing at them.
Right. Now, you come from the old days where there was no radios in the car. There was call boxes.
Yes, yes.
And you had to go to a call box for your next call.
If there was a problem, we would have to try to find a house where there's a phone, and sometimes we would have to, now I could say it, bust the door down and use your phone to get some help if we were unable to get to our radio car.
All right, well, I was listening to my scanner. I have a police scanner, and I monitor what's going on because I want my area to be safe. If there's a balls up, I know what's going on.
Sure.
But yesterday, if you were listening to the police scanner around 3 o'clock, this is what you heard. And they do this for everybody who retires from LAPD?
Well, you have to get someone to sponsor you. And in my case, I had Lieutenant Andy Herodero that spearheaded this request, and he was able to do that for me, and appreciate that.
That's a big guy. It's a lieutenant, right?
Yes, lieutenant.
Of four
Hopefully
divisions?
Soon to be captain.
Yes, all right. All right, here it is. If you were listening yesterday to the police scanner around 3 o'clock, they said, so long to a great guy and a great career, Detective Rudy Alvarez. Is 33
wow.
years. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We'd like to thank congratulate Detective Rudy Alvarez for 33 years of great service.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, 11 o'clock, Paul Majors on Channel 2. Also, Vera Jimenez, thank you for coming in. And we'll see everybody Monday right after Lycus. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Congratulations, Detective. Big stud. Does she look like Donna Brazile?
It's hard for me to describe just what she looks like.
I hope so.
But she's just, she's got green
God willing,
eyes,
man. Get that picture of Donna Brazile.
120. I'll forward you the email, Brian. Write the girl.
All right, you're irritating. All right. So if you're just tuning in, if you've never heard this show before, here's what my coworkers want you to know about me. I'm mentally ill with diagnosed depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and I live in a house that smells like feces. Other than that, I'm a pretty normal guy.
What are you reading your singles ad again on the air? I asked you not to do that.